Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It is time to get up with major breaking news. The first new coach has been hired. All signs now point to Aaron Rodgers having a new home. We will start there in just a moment. Plus, Tom versus Time. Has Time finally won? And by the way, wait till you hear what Gronk has to say about his own future. Don't miss it. Meanwhile, is Jerry just waiting on Peyton? Is this a marriage that makes too much sense not to happen? So much to get to this morning. And we've got exactly the right crew to get there. Oh, our house is full on a Thursday morning. Diane is ready to roll. Bartholomew is fired up. D-Wood's got shoe problems that we'll get to this morning. And that's not all. Lewis Riddick and Shefty are here on a morning filled with breaking news. Shefty is already tweeting like four different stories, but it's starting with this one. Breaking news in just the last half hour with enormous potential impact on Aaron Rodgers. And Shefty, let's go right to you for that. What can you tell us about the first new coach hired in this cycle?
Well, Greeny, the Denver Broncos are hiring Nathaniel Hackett, the Packers offensive coordinator, as their next head coach. Now, this is a coach that they identified during the process that they wanted to hire. And when they found out yesterday that Jacksonville was planning to fly Hackett down to meet with the Jaguars today in Florida, the Broncos stepped in to get a deal done last night. They weren't going to let Hackett get on a plane to fly to Jacksonville to get the Jacksonville Jaguars head coaching job before they could get a deal done with him. Whether it was a leverage play on Hackett's part or not, we will not know. But the fact of the matter is that trip to Jacksonville was aborted. The deal with Denver was getting done. And now he's going to be hired as the head coach of the Denver Broncos. And that leads to the obvious question. If the Broncos are hiring the offensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers as their head coach, what's next?
Well, that's the beauty part right there. That's Shefty taking us directly where we want to go. And Lewis Riddick, let's go directly to you because you spent some time with Aaron during one of the, you know, when he was on a Monday Night Football game this year. What did he tell you about Nathaniel Hackett?
Look, this is a guy who he respects wholeheartedly and fully and has total confidence in him, just like he did with Matt LaFleur. Look, he loved this offense. He repeatedly said to us that he loves these coaches. He loved how it challenged him, how it took his game to a whole nother level, especially in the second year in the offense, that they just really started to explode as far as how versatile and how multiple this offense was able to be. And now you definitely have to connect the dots here. Look, we all know that the league is all about relationships. It's all about familiarity. It's all about being able to hit the ground running in a day and age where practice time has now been cut down to its bare minimum and that you need to have some kind of natural chemistry and familiarity, especially on the offensive side, in order to hit the ground running in a season where there are no gimme football games in the course of an NFL season. I don't care if you're playing 16, 17, 18 games. There are no gimme games. So this is a natural connection to make between Denver, Nathaniel Hackett, and now Aaron Rodgers. And if we weren't going to watch everything that Aaron Rodgers said all offseason anyway, we definitely are going to now.
Where's McAfee when we need him, for crying out loud? Make an emergency phone call. Diana, I have been accused a time or two in my life of adding up two and two and getting five. But in this case, it does not feel like I'm doing that, right?
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense. I do think it's interesting, though, because Matt LaFleur does call the plays in Green Bay, as much as Aaron Rodgers has alluded to. And we've all heard this before, that Aaron really likes this offensive coordinator. I think the next step here is Devontae Adams, right? Because isn't that something that Aaron Rodgers spoke about publicly, about the future of Devontae? And if I'm Green Bay, they're not going to lose both these guys, right? They're going to wind up keeping Adams if they're going to move on to Aaron Rodgers. But as I continue to have conversations around the league about what Green Bay is going to do, I just keep hearing they are going to do everything they possibly can to keep Aaron Rodgers. So, yes, we understand there's this gentleman's agreement or this understanding that perhaps he can move on. But the sense I get is Green Bay is not going to make this easy for Aaron to move.
I cannot ignore this face. Bartholomew, your reaction.
I mean, it's laughable to me. Like, athletes see things happening well before other people see it. And the fact that we were saying this in the offseason, that he's probably going to go to Denver, that the best place for him was for Denver, you know, it's beyond me. Like, Stevie Wonder saw this move coming. And I think now everybody's starting to understand that, oh, okay, well, this looks like it's a reality. But the reality is, when you become a player, you play in this league for a long time, you feel like you're just as good as most general managers, right? So this is opportunity to put his squad together. We all have off-field or off-camera conversations with people about what we want to do, and I think he's doing his opportunity to do that. This is the best team that he could ever play for when you talk about the weapons, right? Yeah, Devontae Adams is a great player, but he's just one player. This is his opportunity. You think about the toys that he has access to. Sutton, Gordon, Williams,
Judy.
You know, he got Noah Fant. He's never had these type of weapons. That's why Tom Brady is leaving, because he can't put together a squad like he's able to, like he's been able. He can't hold that squad together.
Why does D-Wood look like that?
He got indigestion or acid reflux. I don't know.
I don't think. Outside of that, Damian Woody, what is your reaction?
Bart named all these guys for the Denver Broncos, and rightfully so. But right. I got some names for you, too.
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Derek.
Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
We've on this show have talked many a time about how there's levels to this, how there's different rooms in the Hall of Fame and all that type of stuff. And you mean to tell me, let me go to the AFC, particularly the AFC West, where I gotta face those dogs week in and week out.
And then outside of the division, I
gotta face those other quarterbacks. Oh, and by the way, Lamar Jackson as well.
Are you crazy?
I gotta face all those guys?
Right. Do you know how arrogant a starting quarterback is in this league? And you mean to tell me, arguably the baddest man on the planet, the guy who's about to win back-to-back MVPs, is afraid of anybody? D-Wood, have you ever been afraid to go somewhere? Were you afraid to come to the Jets because Brady was in the division?
No, but
how you gonna let somebody else make a decision about how you feel about the football player? Are you serious?
Listen, if I'm
Brady, are you afraid of somebody? Are you afraid of Brian Gumbel? What the hell are you talking about?
Let me ask you this question, Bart.
You crazy as
players think about their legacy, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's one thing we've talked about? Oh, let me finish. There's one thing we talked about with Aaron Rodgers. He has all the MVPs. He's about to be a four-time MVP, okay? He only has one championship.
Okay.
He got one championship before my last kid was born. One championship,
Hey, Green, if he wants to win a Super Bowl, eventually he has to see one of those guys anyway.
But
right?
Only one of them. He doesn't have to get through all of them if he starts in the NFC.
Then he go into Kansas City and beat Kansas City with nobody?
Could he beat those guys? Of course. Shefty, jump in here.
Here's the thing. We've got a situation here in the AFC with the Denver Broncos, right? It's all going to be about who's playing quarterback for the Denver Broncos. I don't care if they hire Vince Lombardi, okay? If they have the same cast of quarterbacks, the coach is going to fail. Vic Fangio, if the Broncos had gotten Aaron Rodgers last year, would have won Coach of the Year, and they didn't. But now let's extrapolate even more. Now let's really have fun. In a conference that already has the best quarterbacks in the game, with Tom Brady potentially considering whether or not to play again. In the AFC, we've got Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. We've got some great quarterbacks. Now, Aaron Rodgers is going to be linked to Green Bay. Now, let me give you one more. Didn't last offseason, Russell Wilson list the Las Vegas Raiders as a potential place?
Yes, he did.
So now, can you imagine a division that had Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson all in the AFC West? Yeah. Now, we're really advancing things here.
We're letting our
imaginations run wild. I understand. But the AFC is loaded with quarterbacks, and there's a chance that by the time this offseason ends, there may be some more quarterbacks.
Go ahead, Lewis. Would I love you, man, but, you know, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to agree with Bart, as hard as that is for me to do. I'm going to agree with Bart on this one. Okay? It doesn't matter to me. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, it doesn't matter to me who's in that division. It doesn't matter to me who's in the AFC. This is a situation now where he's going to wind up getting a new contract. He's going to wind up getting $47, $48 million per year plus. He's going to break the record as far as average per year on probably some kind of 3-4 year deal, some kind of extension that he's going to get. He has a team that's ready-made for him out there as far as weaponry, improved offensive line, improved running game, championship-level defense. He has a head coach now who he has a great relationship with. He can probably just go ahead and set aside. Look, his legacy, like right now, I mean, I understand what you're saying as far as him probably thinking about his legacy and where would he have a chance to go ahead and put it up, raise it up a level. Maybe that's in Green Bay. I don't know. Maybe his legacy would be even more cemented to go out there to the AFC West in that division, in the AFC overall, and say, I beat all of you on a new team with all these new young weapons. Maybe that's the challenge he's looking for, but it'd be hard to dismiss the fact that this is a nice pairing if it winds up happening.
Diana, go.
My thought is, why are we all so sold that Aaron's gone? Is there a situation that Aaron stays in Green Bay? Have you heard some of the things he's been saying? He doesn't sound the way he did.
Let me tell you something. You don't when you have that
salary
type,
cap is the only reason why.
We've been talking about the New Orleans Saints and their salary cap for years,
and they finally got it.
About the Denver Broncos weapon, but you gonna bang your head against all them young guns out there, man? Please,
who cares?
Please.
Yeah. Who cares?
What do you mean? Who cares?
I'm a two-time MVP, and I'm afraid of somebody.
We will continue.
What are you talking about? Like that dude don't think like that. I'm ashamed of you, Dave.
That's ridiculous.
One note I got from Hembo into the mix. In his entire career, Aaron Rodgers has played with a top five defense once. That year, he won the Super Bowl. Oh. The Broncos were number three in defense this past season.
Oh.
That's connecting more dots. And we're going to continue here much more on this as we go. Major breaking news. Plus, he says he's in no rush. But do we really believe Sean Payton is stepping away?
That's what I just said.
Or will he be back on the sidelines very soon? Plus, Tom Brady's talk this week of satisfaction has sparked retirement conversation. The many factors that go into Tom's battle with time as we roll on. It's a Thursday. Get up on ESPN.
I ain't never seen nobody afraid to go to work because I'm afraid of somebody.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Dell Tech Fest starts now. To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, where you can make the everyday easier with Windows 11. Unleash more possibilities with cutting-edge systems, their most advanced features, and great prices. Plus, curate your dream setup with deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to state-of-the-art technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Anniversary savings await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Get Up is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Get a quote at Farmers.com. And if you were just joining us, major breaking news. Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator of the Green Bay Packers, is being hired as the new head coach in Denver. And that is, of course, especially significant because of the dots we can connect. He has a close relationship with Aaron Rodgers. Does this mean Rodgers follows him to the Mile High City? We've been talking about that, and we will continue to. In the meantime, Adam Schefter, that's just the first domino to fall in all of this coaching stuff. So let's run the hurry up with some of the rest of it. The Giants introduced their new GM yesterday. What are some of the notable things we take from that, Shefty?
Well, their team president, John Mara, said that they are going to continue to stand by their quarterback.
Daniel Jones. He says that the Giants have done everything that they can, in his words, to screw up Daniel Jones, and they're not going to do it by continuing to make changes here. So they want to surround him with the right staff, and they want to stand by him and give him a chance to be the Giants quarterback. It doesn't sound like the Giants are in the mix for another quarterback, and he even dismissed the idea that the team would consider pursuing Deshaun Watson. That's not happening for the New York Giants. And then, on the other searching front, the Minnesota Vikings yesterday went ahead and hired a new general manager, Kwesi Adofo-Mensah, as their new GM. Princeton background, worked in the Wall Street area, traded derivatives. Not the typical general manager path, but very accomplished, very bright, and the Vikings are taking the organization in a new direction, giving a four-year deal to Adofo-Mensah. And now, in that division, the NFC North, the Chicago Bears are whittling down their coaching candidates. Dan Quinn was in yesterday to interview. Jim Caldwell was in the day before to interview. Matt Eberflus, the Colts defensive coordinator, interviewing. Those look to be, right now, Greeny, the three finalists in Chicago. Dan Quinn, Jim Caldwell, Matt Eberflus. I would imagine we'll get something here in the next day or two from the Chicago Bears, a new GM to match with their, or new head coach to match with their GM, Ryan Poles.
Okay, interesting. And these things tend to fall like dominoes. So now that we've had one, maybe they'll start going. In the meantime, the other huge coaching news from this week was in New Orleans, where Sean Payton announced his decision to step away earlier this week, 16 years after he was hired as the Saints head coach, and an enormously successful tenure. He said he doesn't plan to coach another team this year, though he did not rule out a return to coaching in the future. And so let me try my luck with you again, Shefty. I tried connecting dots earlier this morning on Aaron Rodgers in Denver, and you went along with me. So now I've been trying very hard to connect Sean Payton's dots to Jerry Jones and Dallas, where he had an early part of his career on that offensive staff. Is that a reasonable suspicion for me to have?
Well, I don't know that Sean Payton is thinking that way right now, but certainly everybody else across the country is. Because from the moment that it came out that he was stepping down, everybody was wondering, oh, is he going to coach the Dallas Cowboys this year? And then we heard Sean Payton say, I'm not planning to coach in 2022. So everybody then jumped ahead to next year. And here's the bottom line. Whether he's in Dallas or not, this is not going to go away. This is just going to hang over the Dallas Cowboys all year long, unless they win and win big and make an extended playoff run. Every single Cowboys fan is going to want Sean Payton. They already want a new coach, it seems like, right now. So where is this story going to go? We're talking about it on this show this morning in late January, Greeny. We're going to talk about it February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, all the way until the Cowboys do make a run to have the kind of playoff season that they want, or they don't. And we continue to talk about Sean Payton going there.
Yeah,
look, Shefty's already seen the rundown. I guarantee you, it's pretty much it's our lead every day in July. Diana, you know Sean Payton very well. What do you know what's in his mind?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about it, but maybe he'll be sitting here at the desk because we know that he wants to get into the media. He's got interest in it, and I think we can all agree he would be phenomenal. The producers would be rapping him, though, every 15 seconds because, man, that man can talk.
I know how they feel.
Yes, me as well. Sean definitely needs to recharge. He's been very open about that. He spoke to the media about that. You saw that 2 days ago, or at least a day ago, in his press conference. But in terms of the future for him, he's not hanging up football. That at this point, he still has passion for it. He still wants to be a coach. A teacher is what he calls himself. I think this last season really exhausted him between the fact that they had all these injuries for different starting quarterbacks. We know that they had to relocate to Texas for a month there because of the hurricane. But in terms of the future, do I think that Sean Payton's done with football? No way. I think
you made an interesting point when you and I were talking this morning, though, yep, that he is a person who likes to be in control,
yes,
of things. And in Dallas, we all know there's only one person in control of things.
Yeah, and look, I understand why you're connecting the dots, right? But I think something that you have to think about when you talk about Sean Payton going to Dallas is, in New Orleans, Sean Payton has control over every single thing that happens, from the what's up at the Jumbotron to what player they're signing. In Dallas, Jerry Jones is that person.
Right.
That would be a very interesting pairing in terms of control and power. But I do think that the allure, the important part of this, and why I do think Dallas would be on the table, is just through conversations, not even just with Sean myself, but with people around him, He wants to work for an organization that is going to have a little bit more juice in the league. Mm. Work for an owner that's going to scream loudly if they're not getting treated or getting the calls going their way, like we saw in New Orleans, where they really struggled with
that. Well, I mean, you can't ask for a better situation in that regard than Dallas. So, if you're Jerry, I'm making you Jerry Jones now for a day. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
What would you do?
Listen, wherever Sean Payton is, I'm going right to Sean Payton, because at the end of the day, everyone has a price, Greeny. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a price. And when I look at my coaching situation, we know how games are won and lost in this league. Mm-hmm. They're minuscule, okay? Like, the difference between winning and losing, a lot of times it's situational football, game management. What are the issues that we talk about with Mike McCarthy all the time?
Yeah.
Those two situations. And on top of that, Sean Payton might be the best coach in the league as far as dealing with quarterbacks. He knows how to bring the most out of quarterbacks. Well, guess what? You made this huge investment into Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback. Do you think Sean Payton could take Dak Prescott to a whole nother level?
Of course.
I do. So, to me, it makes that much more sense to at least, you know, I'm going to explore that. I'm going to do everything I can possibly do to try to bring Sean Payton into the mix.
So, Lewis, there's so many angles to this, but one of them I'm fascinated by is the dynamic. And Shefty brought it up, that you know, we use the expression lame duck. There may not be a lamer duck. I don't mean that as disrespectfully as it might sound, than Mike McCarthy would be going into the season with the specter of Sean Payton hanging above him. If you're assessing it as the person at the top of the organization, how does that factor into your decision-making?
As far as whether or not I would want to go after Sean Payton right now.
I mean, as opposed to waiting a year.
Yeah, I mean, look. I don't really think it wouldn't matter to me whether or not Dallas had made a significant playoff run this year or not. If the idea or the possibility of me acquiring Sean Payton via a coach trade from another organization, given this situation, was presented to me, I'm jumping all over it. I'm all over it. And in this particular situation in Dallas, for sure, because of how the offense in particular has underperformed, given the, you know, the quality of the talent that they have, I'm definitely all over it. Look, there's two guys in my time in the past 2 years in Monday Night Football who, when we talk to them in production meetings, you leave out of there going, that's the kind of guy that I want running my organization, because he gets the big picture and the little picture. It's Mike Tomlin and Sean Payton. These two guys make you go, hey, is the production meeting over? Can we talk a little bit more? Can you tell us a little bit more about why you see your team this way, why you see the other team that way, why you see this player this way, why you see this player fitting into this kind of role, why you feel like this potential, you know, acquisition down the road could help your football team, or why you think this potential acquisition would not help your football team? These two guys are special. And I know that they both this year were under contract to other teams, but I have said it consistently. Sean Payton, Mike Tomlin are the two people that if I was a football team looking to do something, if you want to talk about outside of the box and swinging for the fences, if you were looking to do that, these are the two guys you would go after. And now that Sean has said, look, I need maybe a year off, I need to recharge for whatever reason he does, you're right, Damian. I would throw whatever I need to throw at him to go, could you coach this year? Because he's that special. Him and Mike are that special in my eyes.
It's going to be fascinating to watch.
And one last thing. I know everyone talked about the power structure in Dallas.
Yeah.
Bill Parcells was there.
It didn't work out well, though. It didn't go well.
And Parcells is in Peyton's ear on everything. So
we can leave that there. It's a day filled with so much huge news, including that of Aaron Rodgers and the possibility of Denver. We'll get back to that in a moment. And then, oh, by the way, Tom Brady's future won't just impact him and his family. Why his future Hall of Fame teammate is keeping a very close eye on the situation. We'll hear from Gronk as we get up on ESPN.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use the code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use the code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We are back on a jam-packed morning on Get Up with major breaking news from the NFL. Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator in Green Bay, tied closely to Aaron Rodgers, is being hired as the new head coach in Denver. Now, Rodgers' name has already been connected to the Broncos over the course of the last year. This only strengthens the connecting of those dots. And we've got Adam Schefter and Lewis Riddick and company with us today. And so, Schefter, as we approach the bottom of the hour, I'm sure many people just joining us here. Let's talk about that, the significance of Hackett going to Denver as far as Rodgers' future is concerned.
Well, first and foremost, Denver gets the head coach it wants, and it's hiring Nathaniel Hackett because it believes that he's the right coach to lead this organization forward. And so now everybody, of course, is going to make that connection. Well, you're hiring Aaron Rodgers, offensive coordinator. What does this mean? Well, we're going to find out what it means, right, with Aaron Rodgers. Let's not get too ahead of ourselves right now, even though everybody else will. It's sort of like Sean Payton in Dallas. We can't help ourselves. We got to jump ahead to that. The fact of the matter is the Broncos wanted to hire Hackett because he was going to go talk with the Jaguars today. And before he could go talk to the Jaguars today and potentially land an offer there, Denver stepped in last night to prevent him from making that trip to hire him as the head coach. Now that he's the head coach, everybody else can begin with the speculation, and that's where I'll hand it off to you, Greeny, and you can have fun with everybody on this topic.
That's correct. No one enjoys that more than I do. Lewis, let me let you sort of pick it up from there a little bit. The point was made here by Damian Woody, and it's a real point, that if you look at the balance of power in the NFL right now, the AFC is loaded with great young quarterbacks. The NFC, clearly not as much. The two best quarterbacks in that conference are Tom Brady, who will be 45 years old next year, and Rodgers himself. So the question is, would you expect that Aaron Rodgers factors that, trying to avoid that, if you will, into his thinking as he makes his decision?
No, I don't think he'll factor that at all. As a matter of fact, I would just say this. I would say if you're George Payton, the general manager out there, knowing that this football team is about to be sold, knowing that you're going to be, you know, under the direction of new ownership here very soon, potentially, and knowing that you're in a division that you do have Justin Herbert, that you do have Patrick Mahomes, and if you really want to get into the speculation game, that there could be a situation where, you know, who knows, Russell Wilson winds up being in Las Vegas, although I'm a Derek Carr guy and I love Derek Carr, then you need to make sure that you have a signal caller that can take this collection of offensive talent that you have to another level, along with the championship caliber defense, and that you are definitely in the mix as far as being AFC West divisional champions and AFC title contenders overall. Because new ownership's going to come in there and go, okay, look, what do we got? What do we got going on here? And so you have to be thinking short term and long term, because that's really what your job is as a general manager anyway. So if you're Aaron Rodgers, look, you know, getting back to your original question, look, I don't care about competing against the very best. That's what the very best do. They compete against everyone else. And I think this is just a situation where he has a young football team that right now is on the ascent, on the ascension. And he has a general manager who went out and got a coach that he believes in and that he loves. I just think it's a natural fit if they can pull it off.
I understand the fit, but Bart, let me come back at you because you got very exercised by the idea that he would shy away. He doesn't have to be scared, but here's what I tell my kids all the time. Mm-hmm. Life is hard all unto itself. Don't make it harder than it needs to be. If you have the option of being in a place where it would appear much easier than it would be by changing and going over to the AFC, it's just smart not to go and put yourself in the lion's mouth, if you will. Does that not make sense to you?
Greeny, I'm a big fan of the movie Troy.
Yes.
It's a moment when Brad Pitt goes there and the kid says, oh, it's a giant waiting for you. I wouldn't want to fight him. And you know what he said to the kid?
What did he say?
He said, that's why nobody ever remember your name. Listen, if you want to be great, you have to beat the best. And listen, there's no way that I'm going to allow somebody else dictate the terms of where I want to go. Listen, you know what happens when you become an older quarterback? You get tired of carrying all these bums on your back. That's what Tom Brady did. He got tired of being in New England and carrying them bums on his back. So what did he do? He went and stacked the deck. He went and got two of everything in Tampa Bay. And if you take a quarterback with the skill level of Aaron Rodgers and you give him that type of weaponry, he will show us a masterpiece that we've never seen. Listen, you can win all the divisional titles you want in that horrible division that he was in. Where did it get him? It got him sent home packing early. listen, you're going to have to go through these guys anyway. So if I'm going to go through those guys, I'd rather beat him in a division where they're going to feed off of each other. Listen, I'm not running from nobody. This dude is the baddest man on the planet. You know what type of ego this man got? You mean to tell me he's afraid of Straighty Betty with the discount double check price? Come on, man. You're killing me.
What? Go ahead.
It's absurd.
D-Wood, what is your reaction to that?
Well, listen, man, you know, Bart goes on this diatribe about the...
Don't be using them college words.
About, Troy and all this. You know what my mindset is?
Yeah.
Work smarter, not harder. Work smarter, not harder.
Spoken like
because,
a true
liar. Work smarter, not harder. I'm not going to sit here and thump my head against all these young guns, particularly in my own division, when I can, at the end of the day, again, I'm going to say this again. There's levels to this as far as legacy. If that's what, at the end of the day, if that's what we're talking about, what's the easiest path to the Super Bowl? Is it through the AFC? Is it through the AFC West? Dealing with Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, all those guys? Come on, man. Like work smarter, not harder.
Quick final word.
Can I ask Damon Woody a problem?
Quick.
Where did being in a weak division ever get Aaron Rodgers in the last 11 years? Where did it get him? Where did it get him?
Well, that speaks to Aaron Rodgers.
No, where did it get him?
That speaks to Aaron Rodgers.
Because all he had was Devontae Adams.
That speaks to Aaron Rodgers. That speaks to him.
Damon, if you're scared,
That speaks to Aaron Rodgers.
Let's talk about why the NFC might be even easier than it was. Tom Brady's future seems very much in question. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have a lot of those question marks entering the offseason. It begins with Brady. After 22 seasons, he said he's taking some time to decide if he wants to return for the next year. And this after guiding the Bucs to a top three in scoring the past 2 years. His offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich, could very well be on the way out. He's interviewing for head coaching jobs. The latest, a second interview in Jacksonville on Tuesday. He may well wind up in that job. And then there's Rob Gronkowski, who's been playing on one-year deals in Tampa each of the past 2 years. His decision to return may depend on whether or not his best friend Brady is back. Here's Gronk.
It will factor in a situation. I mean, I personally, you know, he's got to do what he's got to do for himself and his family, no doubt about that. But then for myself, I got to do what I got to do, you know, what's best for myself and see where I'm at. Like, if they're like, Rob, you know, you got to decide right now, this second, if playing next year, I would say no right now. It's 2 days after the season. I'd be like, no, I'm not playing. But if I had an answer right now, it would be no, Mike. In 3 weeks, it may be yes.
I love the honesty. I mean, candidly, I love the honesty in the uncertainty. Shefty, we've been talking about this since the podcast with Jim Gray. What do we know and what do we expect as far as Tom Brady's future?
Look, I don't think Tom Brady knows right now. I think that's the fact of the matter. But I think you heard him talk with Jim Gray on the podcast. And I think he was very transparent there about the uncertainty that awaits him in the offseason and how important it is to his family to have him back with them and maybe to not keep on playing. And so this is what Tom Brady has to go through. Look, there's no doubt the man's playing at an MVP level. He's still one of the best players in the game. He could play probably till he's 55, 65, 75 maybe, because he's that abnormal. But that's not the issue. There are other issues here. It's about being a part of your family, being a part of their lives, sacrificing so long. Do you want to keep doing that? So I think he's just going to take some time here, take some weeks, and ultimately come to a decision about what he wants to do when I don't think he knows right now what he wants to do. You heard Gronk say that if he had to make a decision today, right after the season, he'd retire. My guess is if Brady were asked a similar question, he probably would feel the same. But who knows what he's going to be feeling 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks from now. And that's why you take some time to decompress, process all the information, and come to a decision.
D-Wood, you're a family man who played a long time in the NFL yourself, and so you understand these considerations. And I mean, his wife, Gisele Bündchen, has made no secret of her concerns about him playing, about concussions and all the rest of that. And he pointed that out, that she hates to see him getting hit. And, you know, he got hit a lot in this game against the Rams. So when you consider the family piece of this, what does it lead to as far as you're concerned?
Yeah, I speak for myself. My last game, I tore my Achilles. And in Indianapolis in the playoff game, and I remember my whole family was at the game. I come out of the tunnel, walk around, I have this boot on, and everybody started crying. And I knew in that moment, basically, it was time to go home. It was time to go home and spend a lot more time with the family and the kids, because Bart knows this, we give up so much when we play this game of football. So much time is just spent in the facility, doing this, doing that. And I think with Brady, the one thing I heard in that podcast with Jim Gray was the word satisfied.
Right.
Satisfied. That stuck out to me because any elite, when we talk about the elite of the elite, the Michael Jordans, the Tiger Woods, mm-hmm. you know, Serena Williams, you never hear that. You never hear satisfied. Remember when Tom Brady, people asked Tom Brady, well, what's your favorite Super Bowl ring? He would always say, the next one.
Right.
And so when I heard that, my mind just went, man, this really might be it for Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's done it. I mean, I think we've all been there, right? Yeah. We all had to make that decision because, you know, so many people have to sacrifice for you to support your dream, yep. and they become smaller themselves. And then you have to ask yourself, at what point is it time for me to start supporting my kids' dreams, my wife's dreams, what she want to do in business? Right. And at some point, you realize that, you know, he's 45 years old. Half of his life is over with. Right, and you have to understand what type of quality of life I want, and you have to try and get those relationships when you start looking at the fact that your kids are getting into high school, and before mm-hmm. you know it, they're in college, and you don't know who they are if you don't have that connection. So it's important, and also it's about, I don't believe that they can put the same team together. So, like, I don't think they tried to run it back, and everybody took a little bit of a sacrifice. But now it's time for some of these young guys to get paid, and it's time for guys like Pierre Paul. It's time for guys like Ndamukong Suh to move on. So that now he's talking about, okay, I'm not going to have potentially my coordinators. I'm going to lose some of my favorite targets, some of my best friends, and it's time for me to move on because it's going to be a lot more hard. It's going to be a lot harder for me to get back to that pinnacle.
He will be 45 years old in August. Lewis, final word. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I think we all reach a point in time as adults, man, where we know that every decision that we make is just not about us anymore. It's not just about us in a bubble. And when you have a family, when you have a wife and you have kids, it's about them. And really, you start making decisions based on what's best for them, not just for you. It's hard to play in the NFL. It's hard to play in the NFL one single year, let alone 21-plus years, let alone a quarterback who's 45 years old. No matter how much the game has gotten easier for him, It's difficult. It's exponentially more difficult every year for him to get up and try to climb the highest peaks of the mountain in the NFL, which is what Tom's standard is. At some point in time, if you are satisfied, if there are no worlds left to conquer, then it's time to move on. And as Damian alluded to, if he's starting to use the word satisfied, maybe he feels as though he has conquered all the worlds as far as the NFL is concerned that he needs to conquer, and that it's time to now start living through his kids and for his kids in the sense of, it's time for me now to make decisions with them in mind first. So let's see.
It's going to be very interesting to keep a close eye on that, and we will. I'll break briefly on that thought. Hey, we got great basketball coming your way tomorrow night. We got a doubleheader. We got LeBron and the Lakers taking on the Hornets in Charlotte. LaMelo Ball has been spectacular, so we look forward to that. That's our 7:30 Eastern game. And then Julius Randle and the Knicks take on Giannis and the Bucks, who have won three straight. Our coverage will begin with NBA Countdown 7 Eastern. We will be here tomorrow night on ESPN and on the ESPN app. Coming up, all eyes in the NFL on Aaron Rodgers and his future. A move made this morning could have a major impact. Is it a good idea? We're talking about that, and we're talking to Cam Jordan. The big fella is here, and he's going to try and answer a trivia question. Here we go. There's only one player in the NFL with more sacks than Cam Jordan over the last 10 seasons. You think he knows who it is? We'll find out next. Get up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
We are back on Get Up, and the one and only Cameron Jordan of the New Orleans Saints is with us, who has been one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. Let's see how well he knows his own stats. Cam, there's only one player in the league over the last 10 years with more sacks than you have. Do you know who that player is?
Who is Chandler Jones?
That is correct. Very well done. Oh, Chandler Jones. And And he answered it in the form of a question, which I like. This isn't Jeopardy, but it could be. Chandler Jones is the only one with more Von Miller and Aaron Donald right behind. So that is Cam 1 and Hembo 0. I love it. All right, pleasure to have you here. And I'm going to bring the rest of the group in a minute. But let me ask you a couple. Obviously, the big news in New Orleans this week, you have been coached by Sean Payton your entire 11-year career. What is your reaction to him stepping away from New Orleans this week?
Man, out of my 11 years, I've played a season without him. We didn't end well. It was a 7-9 season. But, you know, at least I know we can be in the locker room without Sean P. To lose him after 16 years, I mean, ask me 2 days ago, it was a lot of frustration. It was like, damn it, we're so close. We've got, you know, a hell of a locker room. We've got things that we want to accomplish. And at the same time, you know, you understand exactly what Sean Payton has done for the city of New Orleans, has done for the Saints organization, and you understand the commitment from a head coach. I mean, I'm sure there was connecting days where he didn't see his family. You know, those long nights, those long days leading up to preparing for the draft, preparing for games, preparing the team for every situation. everything that Sean Payton has done for us, I can only respect. So with that in light, I mean, we're going to have to figure this one out. I do know that, you know, between Mrs. B, between our GM, Mickey Loomis, I think we have a solid, one of the best coaching staffs across the NFL. And maybe I'm biased because I've never been across the NFL. But I think that, you know, for everything that we have and everything that he set up, we're still geared for greatness.
And Mrs. B, of course, is Gail Benson, the owner of the Saints. I guess I would ask you, knowing him as you do and maybe in any conversations you've had, is it your expectation that he will coach again?
I've always, like anybody that always has talked to Sean or has known Sean at all, Sean's got a master plan. You know, in my mind, he has never played checkers. He's always played chess. He's played the long game. And I think he already said that he's not done with coaching. I mean, sometimes you gotta take a reprieve to set yourself up for a major comeback. So whatever happens, you know, maybe we'll link up again in the future.
All right, we will see. In the meantime, Cam, I want to bring, and I say this advisedly, I'm warning you, it's been nuts in here today, but some people that you know well, Diana Russini, Bart Scott, and Damian Woody are all here today, and we've gotten into sort of a yelling match, and I want to get a current athlete's perspective on it. So the topic of conversation is about Aaron Rodgers, but I will ask you not necessarily to comment on him, but in general, the mentality of the athlete. There's a debate over whether or not if you're a high-quality quarterback like him, you have the option of going to the AFC where they are just loaded with all these great young quarterbacks or trying to stay away from that to avoid that for what might be the quote-unquote easier path. Take me inside the mentality of the athlete. Which way do you think it goes?
So the question is, does he go to AFC? I mean, honestly, I thought he may put on a little black and gold. But when you think about, you know, would he be deterred from the AFC? Absolutely not. This is it. This is it, former MVP Aaron Rodgers, who was probably at an MVP season this year. Why would he be afraid of anybody?
He would.
I'm just saying, work smarter, not harder. That's been my thing.
Cam.
You know, like you in the AFC West, you gotta knock your head up against those guys six times between Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Derek Carr. And on top of that, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. That's a lot.
Does it make sense, Cam? Does that mentality make sense to you?
I mean, as we all know, he's an extreme competitor. He's one of the premier quarterbacks of our league. So if you're saying, am I going, you know, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, do I put my arm against anybody's? Yes. Do I put my mind against anybody's? For sure. Do I bring my competitive edge every Sunday? And, you know, no matter how I'm looked at outside of the world, I know exactly what I'm going to do. You can talk all you want about Aaron Rodgers, but at the end of the day, he puts up ridiculous numbers. He moves the pocket well. He's able to identify all defenses. I mean, so for him, is he looking at – he might look at, you know, what defenders I have to go up against long before he says, do I match up well versus a quarterback?
See, I think, Cam, what we're giving America
as an example of how defensive players think opposed to offensive linemen who's always looking for the easy way out.
Yeah, yeah. We've been a part of those
conditioning drills for the offensive linemen. I got to stretch out hammies. Well, we're ready about doing that work. That's exactly what we just showed America.
Cam, obviously, I haven't heard about Aaron Rodgers going to New Orleans. You know, if Sean Payton was there, he'd be figuring out a way to pitch that, to get that to happen. So, Cam, what's your pitch to Aaron Rodgers to come to New Orleans, knowing we don't even know who the head coach is?
I mean, I've heard he had some rifts with his last head coach. So I'm just saying, maybe come pick one out. At this point, it might be Taylor Mayfield.
Full control, Cam. He just let him come in here and just run it.
Yeah, you know, between, like I said, then he gets with Gail Benson. He gets with, you know, Mickey. I'm not sure what kind of, like, you know, access top-tier quarterbacks get. I'm a defensive end. I just worry about hitting the next quarterback. But, you know, quarterbacks usually have a little bit more executive say than so said defensive players. So I'm just saying, you know, this could probably help us out in the long run.
Bart has a quick question. Go.
Hey, Cam, you talk about how great your coaching staff is and being able to keep that continuity. With Tom Brady potentially leaving the division's wide open. You know, do you think that maybe a coach like Dennis Allen, somebody from the current staff, should be promoted? That way you guys can kind of continue to keep that continuity. You know, you guys are still have a Super Bowl caliber defense.
You know, that's an executive decision. I don't think I'm going to have any say in. But, you know, we talk about Dennis Allen and what he's been to us for our defense. And, of course, he's had some experience at head coach, albeit it was in Oakland. And that's been a tough organization to be a head coach for the last couple of years. I think that DA, of course, deserves a shot. When it comes down to Tom Brady being in our division, that's a whole nother situation. I mean, they won the NFC South this year, but they don't really own the NFC South, do they?
That's probably fair. Cam, I'm just going to ask you one thing that I know all of America is wondering. Is that painting behind you of you? And is there a way that we can see, get a better look at it? I know what, there we go. Oh! Give us the background.
Man, look, my guy Josh Wingirder is a painter. I needed a painting for, you know, the Big Trust Levels podcast between me and Mark Ingram. And then it's sort of just a mainstay now. It's big enough to where I don't know what to do with it, so it has to be in my office because I just don't want it in the house. You know, as you walk in, you see a big mural of myself. But I like it, you know. So this is my little corner where I do media at, and he holds me down.
Give us one last look at it here as we let you go, Cam Jordan. Thank you very much. One last look. There it is.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Tell that guy I want a mural of me. I'll put it anywhere you want. Cam Jordan, thank you. Good luck with everything in New Orleans, and we will see you soon. In the meantime, tennis, anyone? Our Australian Open coverage continues with the men's semis. Headline match 10:30 Eastern as you have Rafa Nadal in action. It's on ESPN and the ESPN app. Every point can also be seen on ESPN+. Excuse me. Coming up. The Aaron Rodgers to the Broncos rumors have picked up major steam this morning. We'll tell you why and whether or not it seems like a good idea right after this.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.